turn right back around. Said I don't wanna leave you lonely.
Hey, good boy, oh boy, it's time. Doom, doom, doom.
One good sigh. Give me one good sigh.
What, me?
No, that's...
Oh, I gotcha.
Name that's of the song.
Give me one good sigh.
Sure.
God, I'm trying to like kick my voice back in. It's just like gone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I lost it either. It fell out of my pocket somewhere along the line, and I can't find it. Hello and welcome, everybody, to another rip-roaring episode of How Sadness, the podcast. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban, and with me, as always, is the one, the only, the underwear taker, Mr. Casey.
It's me. Sure. Yeah, it's me, Casey. For the fifth consecutive year, the only thing on my Christmas list is Miss March on Blu-ray.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just can't find it anywhere. Yep.
No one's getting it for me.
Stoddard.
Yeah. Fucking. Got to get some new friends. Yeah.
Did they never print it on Blu-ray?
I mean, they had to have, right?
Yeah, I'd assume so.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean...
no one cares enough to search for it.
Right. You got to see that weird straw penis in HD. Horsedick.mpeg.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that.
It's a weird little drippy straw penis.
Yeah.
Bendy straw.
Yeah, there's a huge plot hole in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because he has no dick. But earlier in the movie, when he's first introduced, he pulls up and a girl puffs her head out of
the limo.
Yeah, and she spits a bunch of cum. So where'd the cum come from?
That's my question. Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
I don't know who produced it, but.
I'm going to hit up Trevor Moore and Zach Krager. Is that his name?
Yeah, and just only send them, where'd the cum come from?
Yeah.
Huh? I want answers, all right?
Yep.
I like that.
Other than that, flawless masterpiece.
Yeah. No, hey, I'd agree. So I stabbed her in the face. So ridiculous.
I remember that one. Ooh, there it is. that was a quick one.
Yeah, I accidentally hit it twice.
Oh
my gosh, you guys. Aside from having no voice, I also got no balls.
Oh, wow.
I lost those too. I keep my voice in my coin purse.
Mm-hmm.
Lose one, lose it all.
Yeah, lose. Yeah. Yep.
I don't know what I'm saying.
That's fine.
But I found something out recently. I've been taking these. I have IBS. I don't really talk about it very much on here, and I think it's because.
Everyone already knows.
Yeah,
so we've talked about it enough before.
Yeah, I figure people already know, or I don't think about it as much because I'm like used to it. But also, like a year or so ago, one of the last times I went to a doctor that he put me on to like getting probiotics with, like a certain number of strains and what the fuck is it called? Active cultures, like certain amount of them. He's like, okay. If you just buy probiotics, then it's not always going to work. You need like 30 billion CFU cultures or whatever the fuck, and then eight or more strains or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Five dicks.
And and she's jammed five dicks up there too. Those are rectum use only.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rectum.
Yeah.
What is it? Suppository? That's what it is.
I didn't know you were searching for a word.
I was looking for that word. But I started taking these expensive probiotics that I found online, and it's like they're like fucking $64 for 90 capsules.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to take them twice a day, and then I just slowed down to taking them once, and nothing changed, and so it was all great. And it honestly, like, I still have like issues with my guts, but it's, I didn't realize how much better it was until I stopped taking those probiotics, because I was like, fucking $64.
Yeah.
Eat shit. And I usually don't remember how much they cost until I got to rebuy them.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, 3 months later, it's, hey, $66 out of your fucking...
Mm-hmm. You just shit the number 66?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, completely.
That's when they know you're done.
Yeah. And So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to see for a week what it's like without these probiotics. Maybe it's all just bullshit. Maybe it's all just in my mind.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Uh-oh.
It's all in the bowl. Yeah, it's all in my...
behind.
Yeah, in the... what the fuck is the third eye? But it's my third brown eye.
There you go.
You know, the window to my beehole. But yeah, so if anybody out there has problems with their guts, take some probiotics. And what I end up finding is like, you got to look for like 50 billion... around 30 to 50 billion CFU active cultures, and then like 10 or more strains, and then it works like a farm, you know.
Yeah,
just jam a bunch of hay in my ass.
Ooh.
But it works.
That's good.
So that was my experiment.
Yeah,
my experiment rhino for the week, 2 weeks. Awful.
Mm-hmm.
Awful. I went from shitting like once a day to like 5 or 6 times a day.
Damn.
And it was like the worst. It was just so terrible because I forgot how awful it was where I'd get up in the morning. By the time I was already in the car in traffic, that's when my guts would like wake up and be like, oh, hey, man, you better be good at clenching
because
you still got a half hour on this ride left in traffic.
Someone's knocking at the door.
Yeah.
Come and knock at our door.
Knocking on my back door. Hey, hey.
I am gay.
I seen those finger paints you bring home, and they suck.
I'm glad we're not doing any singing stuff today. I can't hit a note to save my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Boy,
she's dead.
She's dead. I couldn't do it. I couldn't save her.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, so I guess I've been up to that. Some other shit has happened too. What have you been up to? You got anything really to talk about? No,
not really.
All right.
I'm sore from bowling.
Oh yeah.
That's pathetic.
We went bowling last night. Yeah.
Yeah. I bowled with my left hand 3 times. And like, well, I have problems with my left, the left side of my, like my arm and collarbone and shit. And it just feels like shit right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just from throwing the bowling ball 3 times.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. What weight do you go with?
I think I was using 11, okay. 10 or 11.
And then you do the spin.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Yeah. My right arm's like, it's not too bad, but.
You had quite the horseshoe one. Last night it was like thrown all the way to the other side and came all the way back around.
Yeah, it was
pretty
great. Those are
pretty neat to see. Yeah, I'll say that.
Yeah, everyone was wet afterwards.
Man, yeah.
Like horse rain shoes.
Everyone was running out onto the slippery part of the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Tony and I stayed and bowled 4 games technically. And
damn,
what we did was we had a regular, like, see who wins right-handed, and then we both bowled left-handed, too.
It's weird, right?
It's the weirdest fucking feeling. Yeah. I had to, like, stand. He was doing horribly, too.
Yeah.
I had kind of figured it out, but I had to, like, turn my whole body sideways and then, like, throw. And you just feel like you've never used your arm before. You're like, how's my left arm just been around all this time?
Yeah.
And you never picked up anything? You're not even paying attention to what the right is doing?
Yeah.
Lazy motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
My right hand. My left hand.
More like,
good, great, grand, wonderful.
Not great, grand. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very untalented left hand.
Yeah.
It'd be good. It'd be neat to be even like semi-ambidextrous.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
I can do some stuff.
I'm a big softy.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm a right hand man.
I think I could jerk off left-handed.
Yeah.
Nice. It doesn't happen as quick, I don't think. You know, it's a little more touch and go.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You're just poking it. Yeah. Go.
Come. Yeah. Would you come already?
Yeah.
But yeah, we both ate shit, and then he had like 5 frames in a row that were just gutters.
Yeah.
And then I was like, just stand at the line and throw it, because he was throwing it like straight, but then when he would do his walk-up, that even felt weird.
Yeah.
You're approaching it.
With the other foot.
And then he got a fucking strike.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Damn.
He still lost both games. You know.
In his face. Cookie crunch.
Exactly. Well, that's the cookie crunch. Yeah. Yeah, it was fun, though.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a little rough today. I don't know if it's from that and the plethora of alcoholic beverages yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, you're all outside all day too.
Yeah, that's true. I did go walking around quite a bit. Oh, yo, I'm fucking so psyched. Yeah, I'll talk. I don't know. We can talk about that other thing next episode. The show. I'll talk about Outman and Parr being in town then too. So we
the art started. Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. But, okay. Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah.
So I ended up. I was walking around yesterday, hanging out with Outman and Parr, and we were walking through this park that's right by the Grove, which is where I go see movies, and we've talked about the Grove before and shit. Mm-hmm.
It's where I go buy khakis.
Yeah, khaki connection.
Yep.
And
what's the goddamn
Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah. 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 Oh yeah, this is a fun fact.
Yeah.
So I think the last time we were there, I got the breakfast burrito, and I got it with no meat because I'm not eating meat anymore. And then I don't know, like a week or two ago, like I was just like bored and just clicking around on my phone, and I somehow like stumbled upon like the top five like most unhealthy
clickbait article kind of thing.
Yeah, like things you can order at a restaurant, and number two was the Cheesecake Factory breakfast burrito, and I was just reading the stats, and it did not make me feel good.
No,
it was like. It was like some like 2,000 some calories, and it was like, I think they said like 2 full days like worth of like sodium,
oh,
and like salt and shit like that.
Jesus,
and I was just like, yep, that's not good. Glad I ate that. I mean, I didn't eat the whole thing.
You can't. No, the fucking portions are insane there.
Yeah, but I was like, oh, this is just eggs and like, I don't know, potatoes and other shit. But yeah, it was.
You don't really think much of like a breakfast burrito, like unless they say. We've got all the meats in there.
Yeah, it was like you can get like chorizo and all this other shit, and I was like, did not feel good reading that.
Do you remember any of the other ones?
One of them was a Chipotle crispers from Chili's or something like
that. Oh, they're the waffle ones.
Yeah,
you were telling me about that. Yeah,
dude, the honey Chipotle chicken crispers at Chili's are so fucking good.
Yeah,
and but they started doing a thing where. They would put like they'd make like a fat waffle, but they were little waffle bites.
Yeah.
So they'd put little pieces of chicken and then drench it in that sauce.
Okay.
And then like skewer it with something else. I think that's what it was.
Okay.
I'm surprised that the waffle version thing is on there and not just the chicken crispers in general.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are that just the sauce there, and it's got to be so much sugar.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like just an insane.
Is it like sweet chili or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a. It's like a sriracha honey kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
But it's so fucking good.
Yeah.
That's like one of my favorite things at a chain restaurant.
Yeah.
Their cheese curds are dope, too.
You ever had a Monte Cristo?
Uh-huh. I've had a couple different versions. Because some places will deep fry the whole sandwich.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen like... Oh, fuck. This was after I went curling one time. That was super fucking
curling?
Fun. Dude, it's fun as shit.
That's crazy. Wait, the...
Yeah, yeah.
The spinning...
The disc and then the people sweep.
Oh, what am I thinking of? Discus, where you like spin and then let go of the disc and it goes flying.
Oh yeah, no.
Curling.
Yeah, just doing track and field.
Yeah,
events.
Yeah, yeah. Shot putting and stuff.
Yeah, no, we went. It was
a
me.
Shot of pudding.
Yeah,
pudding shots. Whatever.
It was me, Andrew, and his dad and his brother, and then my cousin and some other people. I think we went in Midland and. Then we went to Bennigan's afterwards, and his brother, Andrew's brother, got a Monte Cristo, and it looked like it was like ham and like just dough. It looked like a donut with ham on it.
It usually has like
It looked really good, but I was like, I don't know, like meat and then sweets.
Yeah,
just seemed a little weird to me.
They have I know they're usually it's usually like a meat and cheese. It's usually like ham and like maybe Swiss.
Mm-hmm.
And then like something else, but the sandwich is pretty some, like,
raspberry dressing too.
Yeah, and like, then there's
powdered sugar.
That's
on it.
Yeah, and then they'll start to kind of get creative. You'll see the differences at different places where some of them have like a jelly in it in sandwich.
Yeah,
some have it after. And then the main thing is there's like two ways. There's probably way more. There's two main ways I've seen of them being prepared. Like I got one in Chicago once. And it was like they battered the sandwich after it was made, mm-hmm. and then they dipped the whole thing in.
Oh, okay.
And then, but the
like
more,
fucking, like, corn I think, dog.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It was like a fucking case.
Yeah.
It was, and then just, you open it up, and there's like a sandwich in there. It was crazy.
More fucking dough, breading.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
where was that at?
I don't remember. I was younger. I think. Okay. I mean, I think it was like early high school and some random trip to Chicago for some shit.
Okay.
But it was really fucking good. And yeah. I think the way you see more often, because that way I think is a little more, you know, time intensive or like, I don't know, probably harder to do.
Yeah.
Is it's pretty much just like making a sandwich with two French toasts.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what you see yeah. most of the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what it looked like. It just looked like a like French toast for bread. Yeah. Yeah. A little weird.
It's like a McGriddle, but yeah, with French toast instead of, you know, pancakes.
Yeah, pancakes. Oh, man, that reminded me of something. I don't know how much time we got.
Just go for it, man.
Okay. I was in my room like earlier this week, like trying to write. And
that was my phone.
I was a little under the influence of stuff. And I was like, so Woody sent me these like little fucking hands. I still don't know what they mean.
I don't know what they mean either. I'm trying to.
Words, Woody.
Yeah. He's throwing hands at you. That's what it is. Yeah.
So I think there's like five of them or something, and I made them into a circle. So they're all connected. It's just a circle, and I was just like it's fidgeting. Like
or
a halo? What?
I can't remember that. I always forget the fucking word of the snake eating its own tail.
Oh.
Oh, I don't whatever. Know keep
either.
Going.
Yeah, I don't know the
I
word.
I forgot
either.
It.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I was just like fidgeting with it, and I was like moving it by my ear, and then like I for some reason like I got it in my head that if I moved it at a certain tempo, it sounded like this one like part in that Blue Monday song by New Order. Where it's like someone just going meow 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 meow. And so I looked at like I was like, oh, I gotta. I it took me a second to like figure out like what band that and song that was.
Yeah,
and then I found it, and then I was like, I looked it up on YouTube to confirm, and. I mistakenly clicked the original version of that song, which is 7 minutes long.
Oh my gosh.
Listen to the whole thing, and then I found the radio version and I confirmed it does sound like that.
Okay.
But in one of the I don't know why I was just scrolling through the comments and
because you were
yeah
yeah
I was high and fuck. I thought I screenshotted it. God damn it. Did I not? Oh, yeah, I did. I did right here. It. Yeah. So Isabella Jackson would like everybody to know that Blue Monday by New World Order, this song makes my panties, PANNIES, fall to the floor.
Panties.
Yeah.
Oh, panties.
Posted that 7 months ago. 15 replies.
What? I don't know. 15 replies.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that made me laugh. But that's how I spend my nights.
Watching the long song. Version of
yeah.
songs.
It was
how
cool.
does that song go?
The tell me how does it feel?
Oh,
to treat
me like you do.
Yeah, and it's cool because like the 7 minute version, they just kind of like build the beat. Uh-huh. And it's really cool. Like yeah.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
So it was a little happy accident.
Yeah, yeah. I was just like I didn't. Yeah. Then I found the radio version that's only like 4 minutes, and I was like, yeah. Then
okay.
I get why they trimmed it down because yeah, like the first. Minute is just like a bass line, and I'm like, yeah, no one's like,
no,
yeah, no one's gonna fucking, oh yeah, here comes the bass,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, I know this song.
Yeah,
yeah, that's channel changing stuff right there.
Yeah,
for radio at least. That's yeah. like fucking Dio. God damn it, I just forgot the name of the song. But he's got like a minute and a half, just like storm sounds.
Yeah,
at the beginning of the
yeah,
what was it? Ride the Tiger. You can see his stripes, but you know he's clean.
I don't know that one.
What
I don't
the
know
fuck
much,
is that song?
What's Ronnie?
Whatever. Yeah. But yeah, that one's like, if you even just on the CD, if you put it, I had it on a couple playlists for a while, mm-hmm. and I was like, I can't do this anymore, man.
Yeah.
It would cut to it, and then I'm like, well, here comes a minute and a half
mm-hmm.
of rain.
Yeah.
And thunder. Like, yeah.
Doozy.
Yeah.
This better, this rain and thunder better be followed by, and a thunder rolls.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and then I'm like bummed out that it's not Garth.
And the lightning strikes. Oops. God damn it.
Well, I don't know. 100,000 pounds?
That's all I got. That's the most interesting thing that happened to me.
I like it. I like it.
Just sitting in my room trying to write. And then just
in
get,
your hot ass room.
Yep. And I just get distracted.
Oh my God. All right. Well, enough intro stuff. I'll talk about the other. I'll talk about the whole their whole visit on the next one. There's a good handful of things to chat about there. We'll save them for you guys. All right. So as a just a wrap up of the intro. If you're shitting a lot, get your nuts into some probiotics. They work. I found a cheaper kind too. So you can find a cheaper kind on Amazon or at your local grocery. I don't know. I never had any luck finding them there. I only found them at a health food store and they jacked the price up without even jacking me off.
Wow.
And I'm like, there's no happy ending to this story at all. I followed the trail of breadcrumbs all the way here.
Yeah. Nothing.
Nothing. Not even a witch at the end.
Yeah.
Just a stink ass bitch. I don't know.
Oh, no.
It's fine.
Is it still working?
Yeah, it's working.
Are we on? Is this thing on?
God damn it. Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I've got a bad case.
That's all.
I thought you had
something. Oh, no. I just pushed a button.
Okay.
Is this the right page?
For what? Oh, yeah. For
the next bit?
Yeah. Okay, you guys.
You will never stick your penis inside this human. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly, oh, the wouldn't fuck me's. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly, oh, the wouldn't fuck me's.
Let me ask you something, Greg. I've got muscles. Would you fuck me too? Damn it, I fucked that up, didn't I?
It's okay.
If I had muscles. Oh wait, I have muscles, Greg. Would you fuck me?
There you go.
I tried to add some drama into it.
Tried to switch it up a little bit. Well.
Oh, yeah.
Deggie's still waiting on those new sound drops, my friend.
Yeah, you know what they say about Deggie. Roasted.
What is that, him dropping a piece of food on his belly? Boing. Yeah. All right.
I don't know. I got nothing.
Good
guy.
All right, you guys. Well, we got a new crop of wooden fuck me's here, ready to be harvested.
Mm-hmm.
So how about you? How about you start me up?
All right. This is this first lady is Fiona from Eurotrip.
Oh, I thought you meant Euro from Shrek.
Trip. Oh well. Tune in next episode. Kind of went on a theme. But Fiona from Eurotrip, she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if Scotty didn't know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like if that movie came out now, they would have to update it. And Scotty would want to know because it's a cucking situation.
Mm.
Yeah. It's more in style right now.
And Scotty's in the room.
Yeah.
Scotty's in the room.
Scotty really knows that Fiona and me are doing my thing every Sunday.
Because he's watching from the corner of the, we didn't write all these out.
Wow, guys. I'm sorry, yeah. I forgot everybody watched Eurotrip.
Jesus.
Last week.
You didn't have to boo us.
Like I did.
Did you watch it last week?
I had to work on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I rewatched it a while ago when they put it on HBO.
It's funny.
It's pretty fun, yeah. I like it. The homegirl from Harriet the Spy, right?
I like her.
Harriet the cream pie, you know?
What you just said.
That was complete accident. That was a complete accident. I stopped.
Oh, man. Man, my laugh is just gone.
Yeah. I got a laugh for you. Bing, dong, a ding, fling, flung, a fling,
ching, chong, a ching. God, Tony loves that so much.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we finally actually played the bit for
you. Oh, yeah.
Because
I always forget it's a pretty long bit.
Yeah. Like 12 minutes, 13 minutes long.
It's funny. It's funny.
Yeah, it's really good. But Tony... Tony would constantly just do that while we're out with people who have no clue, no clue of like the sound drop or anything.
Yeah.
And anytime somebody said something weird, he would just start fucking bing dong a ding, fling flung a fling, ching chong a ching. And everybody's faces are so good when he does it because it's just like
it's a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's just like some fucking weird shit out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So funny. All right, Cleo, she's a suicide girl, or not, maybe not, a suicide hopeful. She's an Instagram model, but her name is Cleo, and her username, what is it called? Screen name is,
yeah, sure,
Como la Luna de Blanca Oscura, which translates roughly to like the moon from white to dark.
Oh.
Yeah. And Cleo.
Hey, I was going to say the blonde moon. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah. Como la Luna de Blanca.
Blanca.
Oscura.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But Cleo, she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I ate her poon from first light to dark.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All damn day.
Yeah. Sun up to sun, I'm going down.
Yeah, exactly. Cleo, she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if my body went from white to dark.
Okay.
My penis was black. You guys. All right. Cleo wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I called her now for a bumba clock breeding.
a bumba clock.
That's what Jamaicans say.
Bumba clock?
Bumba clock.
Okay.
Bumba clock. It's
breeding?
Yeah. I looked up what bumba clock stood for,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's just like you idiot or something. It's not that, actually. I'll look it up after I'm done with this.
Yeah. It's not a watch for your butt.
No. Okay. It's, or a blood clot in your ass.
Yeah.
Call me now for your bumba clock reading. That, you know.
I like it.
And Cleo, she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if Cleopatra doing Tantra, Cleopatra and Viagra.
Mm.
Is that a Disney thing? What was that from?
Cleopatra coming at you.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
I can't remember what it's from. I wrote maybe Disney, maybe.
It sounds like a Disney
Cleopatra
thing.
Coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
I think so. You do you. I'm going to look up Bumba Clot.
Okay. Jonah Jett. Yeah.
Oh, Jonah Jett.
Jonah Jett. Yeah.
Jonah Jett.
Huh? Fiona Jett.
Fiona Jett.
Now, next episode, I have two Fionas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I should have done four, but I was just like, whatever. I don't care.
Wait,
I thought this one's funnier.
This is Jonah Jett?
Jonah Jett.
I never heard of a Jonah. Isn't there a Joan Jett?
That might be actually. Yeah, I don't remember.
Is she a rock star?
Yeah, she's the Barracuda lady.
Yeah,
is it Joan Jett?
Joan Jett.
Joan Jett. Whatever.
Is she the Barracuda lady?
I think so.
I know she's the
Heart. No, that's Heart.
Uh huh. She's the old time rock, not old time rock and roll. Fuck me. She was in the Runaways. And then she was in Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Yeah, it's Joan Jett, not Jonah.
Okay.
Jett. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if someone was trying to be clever, like a suicide girl.
No.
With a name or something. Okay.
I just wrote it wrong because
I just don't want you to sound like an asshole.
I have a lot of respect. Joan Jett. She wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I made her Joan wet.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. And then she made my bone wet.
Ooh, you know? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then made her so wet they came out with her own line of mops called Joan Swiffer Wet Jet.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I like that.
Yeah.
Not even if you had a runaway cock.
Sure.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Or if I love eating chodes.
Yeah.
Put another dime in my butthole, baby.
I like it.
What does the term bumba clot mean? Though this word doesn't have an actual meaning or English translation, it is mostly used as an exclamation of shock, surprise, anger, frustration, or for any other intense emotion.
So it's just like a yell?
I guess so.
It's like, bumba clot. I don't know.
Well,
yeah.
That's because you have big jugs.
Oh, wait, hold on. This one's a little wackier.
Uh-oh.
In some contexts, the term clot does mean cloth, but in this context, calling someone one of these words is like saying they came from a blood clot and not an ovum from their mother's womb. So if you're a bumba clot, you're shit.
Yeah.
You're, I guess, a dummy.
You're poo-poo.
Yeah, you're from a blood clot.
You're...
Oh, this is okay! It's okay!
All right, last one here, you guys. This is another Instagram model, Sia Siberia. And she was dressed up as a cosplay of Freddy Krueger.
Oh, nice.
Uh-huh. And Sia, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if 1, 2, Sia's coming for you. 3, 4, wetter than the shore. 5, 6, pull out all my tricks. 7, 8, watch her masturbate. 9, 10, I'm hung like Big Ben. Or 9, 10, wouldn't fuck me then.
Oh, nice.
You know, Big Ben, the cock tower. Mm-hmm. That's what they call me.
Yeah, he's over there going,
Bing, dong, a ding, fling, slung, a fling, ching, chong, a ching.
Ding, dong. You know what I'm saying, y'all?
Not fuck time for Cuba. Oh,
no. All right, that's it. Yeah, it's time for some tea and thumpets.
What's it to you, Gaylord?
Oh, you're still going? Sorry.
No, that's it. That's some more people who wouldn't have sex with us.
Nice, I like it.
Or probably even give us a high five.
Nope.
Not even love us, even.
I'm not a high fiver.
I'll tell you that. When was the last time you high fived somebody?
Ah, fuck. Actually, I do like high fiving.
Do you?
Yeah. All right. Probably like, I don't know. I think I saw a baby on the sidewalk. Gave him a high five.
You gave the baby a high five?
Yeah.
I don't know why I imagined someone dropped their baby on the sidewalk and then you high fived them. Like, yeah. Old Butterfingers.
That's how you treat a baby. Yeah. Up top. No, I don't know. I probably high five. I don't know. I'm stupid.
Yeah. I'll high five rather than hug.
Yeah.
You know, if someone I don't know well, I just prefer not to hug.
Interesting.
I don't like the lingering of a hug when you're not sure. I end up doing this a lot where you're hugging and then I let go and I'm like, release me.
Yeah.
And there's still a hug happening. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, now do I got to re-hug? I got to reinitiate the hug.
I don't like the hug with the hand drag up the back.
Oh,
no, thank you.
I do dumb shit too. Like I get uncomfortable with hugs. And so like I've gotten shit so much for hugging people. Amanda hug and kiss and because it's just it'll last too long, so I'm like, give me a quick boom. It's almost like a hug chest bump is what it should be like.
Yeah.
Not like a longing squeeze, but I'll end up I hugged one of my sister's friends once and I didn't want to do it, and so I patted her on the back while I hugged. Nice. And she goes, oh, you're a patter, huh? And I was like, yeah.
Pitter,
I don't know.
Patter, baby patter.
I don't want this to be a minute long thing.
Yeah.
You ass. But yeah,
I don't know.
Not a big hugger.
Yeah.
But
oh my god.
Not against it either. So
I can't find the clip I was looking for. It's okay.
But yeah, I don't know. we got a.
No, sorry. Okay,
what are you
done.
Looking for?
I was looking for the, hey, everybody.
Oh, the Mo one?
Yeah, when you said Amanda hugging.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was on this
page. I thought it was on this side, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's okay.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
But, all right, you want to go with, we got a new joke of the gay, maybe? I got, mine's really quick and dumb.
Yeah, I got a long one, so I'll save it next episode.
Yeah,
I've been working. We're at like 32 minutes, right?
Oh, yeah, because it fucking turned off.
I think
yeah, we are.
20.
God damn it, that just threw me off, yeah.
I got two quick ones. They're both shit, and I hate them, but they're new.
It's under the Ric Flair, the two ones that we can never find.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, mine's really quick, so just go for it.
I like to pretend that the sound right after the toilet refills, after it's been flushed, is just the toilet just going,
I like that.
Thanks for the piss, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm, yummy.
Yummy in my tummy.
Yummy, yummy.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay.
Nice.
Trash. I got an idea for, I'll come up with a better name for this, but it's XXX. It's Triple X Gallagher.
Okay.
And he's just busting nuts on the front row.
I like that. He's just hitting like dildos filled with cum or something.
No, I'm just jerking off on people.
Oh, well.
No, I'm just kidding. I mean,
you mean
something.
Louis C. Gallagher?
Yeah, there you go. That's what that is. Y'all want to see me bust some nuts?
Yeah.
And then he just jizzes. And he doesn't even do it Kegels.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even go anywhere. It just dribbles out. No one's wearing the plastic. Everyone is just wearing condoms and IUDs.
Diaphragms.
Yeah. That's those sponges and stuff. Yeah. But new Gallagher. I don't know why.
I like it.
He doesn't have another brother that does that.
Falliger.
Falliger. I like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm trying to think of a Gallagher name pun, but I couldn't.
Gala.
But he's gay.
Yeah.
Gala butt.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, I'd pay to see it.
Yeah, man. I mean, who wouldn't?
I'd gay to see it even. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Ding dong. Big Ben is clocking.
All right. All right, I got
you guys. We're gonna take a quick 19-second break of McDonald's hot dogs in the UK.
Hot diggity dog, diggity boom! What you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity dog, diggity boom! What you do to me?
From hot dogs are hot again, and they're new at McDonald's.
Hot dog.
I like that guy at the end.
Hot dog.
Oh, hot dog.
Oh, is it working? Did you hear me? Testing. Hot dog. What did I say? Hot dog.
That sounded like a song from the Rudolph movie.
Oh, okay.
But I can't remember which one it is.
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
I love that movie. I got it.
I used to watch it a lot.
Yeah, dude.
You have it?
Yeah, man.
You got it on DVD?
Hell
yeah, you got
yeah,
that
bro.
On Blu-ray,
oh,
but not
fuck. Yeah.
This March?
Listen.
I got 8 copies of Rudolph.
It's a sore spot.
My eyes are dry as a bone, frankly.
It's a sore spot.
Okay.
No. Yeah, I got that on DVD. Yeah, it's dope.
Nice. I'd like to rewatch that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
When the time comes.
Hot dogs are hot again.
Yeah.
Is what they said in that. That's the best you could come up with?
Yeah.
Come on, guys. That's why they didn't last.
Yeah.
Does Burger King still sell hot dogs? Because they tried it too.
I don't know. I know they're trying tacos.
Burger King?
Mm-hmm. Taco Tuesday. You get 2 tacos for $2.
Right now?
You know, I haven't been to Burger King in so long. Yeah, I just remember driving by one on my way to work in Chicago.
Like, oh.
I would always have a poster that was like, fucking tacos,
that.
Bitch.
Yeah, I don't think they have tacos anymore. They switched them out for dogs.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.
So Uncle Drew's.
No tacos for you.
Yeah, no soup for you.
Uncle Drew, did you see that movie?
No. No, I didn't.
It made a lot of money.
I will watch it when it comes out.
Yeah, it's
I'm
going to
watch
terrible.
It. I'm going to get hammered and watch it, and it's going to be ridiculous.
Every time someone dunks. Or something, I don't know. Yeah. I definitely want to see it.
I do want to see it. Yeah. But, oh shit, what was I going to say? Oh yeah, okay, you guys. get off the hot dog train.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I saw the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. Jeez,
that was a close one.
Yeah. Oh. The Wienermobile, yeah.
I'm jealous of that.
Yeah, I think it was, at least. I mean, it looked like a hot dog.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, what do you mean you think? That's not
it's either that or a really weird van.
Yeah, yeah.
With a kayak on top. I don't know.
I've been smoking a lot. You guys. I either saw the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, or there was a hot dog really close to my face, and there was a car farther in the background. Yeah.
Or was a hot dog on top of my little matchbox car.
Yeah, yeah. I do some weird shit.
Yeah. Leave me alone while I'm cleaning my room.
I love the idea that
I'm hurt!
Somebody talking to bust into a party and is like, y'all, I just saw the Wienermobile. I think. I'm pretty sure it was the Wienermobile. What do you mean you're pretty sure?
Yeah.
It's a fucking big wiener.
I like it. Yeah. Well, I was across the street and it was a block away.
Okay.
Yeah. But
I'm jealous of that. I want to ride in the Wienermobile.
Yeah.
What do you think's in there?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Think they got hot dog rollers? Just ketchup. Just ketchup.
Yeah, that's what the airbags are full.
Yeah, it just squirts you like in Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
He died in
this
Wienermobile accident because the airbag is just fucking mustard and ketchup being sprayed on you.
Yeah.
Cool. I just got condiment bukkake'd.
Mm-hmm.
Ding dong.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, you guys.
Yeah, sorry.
We're doing a segment we haven't done in a chunk called From First to Last. And this one is, I just remembered I didn't write. I didn't think of the last accident I had.
Oh no.
I will. I'll think of it. I have a couple of stories of other ones. Oh yeah, but that's it. It's accidents.
Yeah. Accidents.
I just said it. So it could be anything from pee pee poo poo car accidents.
Pee pee poo poo vroom vroom.
Vroom vroom. Yeah. just accidents in general. Hey, maybe you even tripped over something.
Yeah.
Fell into a big hot steaming pile of pussy.
Ooh.
I don't know. That's or a good dog pile shit. To fall in, yeah. You don't know. Who Either knows? Way. Whoop, dog shit. Yeah. but yeah, that's the from first to last, you guys.
That's it.
That's the one.
Could you imagine if we did the segment?
If we did
No, the way you said it was like, oh, that's it. Oh, like, yeah. Well, like we were done. Just like
and that's all.
Yeah, you so yeah, next 5 minutes.
We don't have accidents, you
yeah.
guys.
You guys yeah. You guys have to sit quietly and that that's imagine the, what we would talk about.
Yeah, and that's our accident. Yeah,
so let's just sit here. yeah.
Quietly.
I only have one like first I have a couple secondhand accounts.
Okay.
But mine are all pretty quick.
I like secondhand accounts though. Those
yeah.
are good.
Yeah. So
did I talk about because we did Wet Dreams from first to last, right?
Yeah.
Did I talk so. About the one I had when I lived with Woody?
No, I don't think
I
so.
I didn't think I did.
No.
Because I was trying to think of accidents and I was like, there's one I can't believe I missed this one with Wet yeah. Dreams. We probably got off on a tangent. Talking about coming gets us
yeah.
going quite a yeah. bit.
Can't believe it's not Nutter. yeah.
Flush it.
yeah.
But
yeah, you want to kick her off?
Yeah,
that's
sure.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, that one's pretty fun. I'm trying to think if I should do one, talk about the heavier accident one, and then liven it up with the Wet
okay.
Dream one.
Okay.
I'll save that. So, like, okay. I'll start things off with the, probably not only time, but it, because I don't remember all of them when I was a kid and stuff, but, like, my young adult life, shitting my pants.
Yeah.
The worst time. Because I can't, I mean, I can't even really remember any other ones. I feel like there's been a lot of, like, close calls.
Mm-hmm.
But this one was... This one was not even close.
Yeah,
you know, but it was. I was working third shift at the courtyard, and so like all my friends, I knew all the front desk staff because I had to get trained, and I got along with all them really well. But then after I started third shift, I just pretty much hung out with the security guards, my buddies that work downstairs, and so after work sometimes we would go out to some of the 7 a.m. bars.
Mm-hmm.
Logan's Alley was like the main one we would go to because it was pretty much like Logan's Alley and Bob's Sports Bar.
Okay.
Over off Ionia?
I've still never
Michigan.
Been to, I've never been to.
What's,
isn't Bob's,
what's Fair is off of?
Yeah, Michigan.
Michigan. That's yeah. what. They're, Bob's is like.
It's right across the street, right?
Yeah, it's like yeah, Kitty Corner or something. Yeah, it was, that one's pretty cool. It's just what it is. Yeah. Like it's got regulars and
that's
shit
all those
like that. And
bars are.
Yeah. Logan's Alley. So we're there playing darts or pool or whatever and just drinking that morning and then
getting that top bar.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't the bar, but we
breakfast
would always tots. Get the fucking
funny.
Yeah, we would always get the or at least I would. I'd get the smothered tots.
Oh yeah.
In the morning. Or we'd get if we stayed there long enough, they had some days they had 50% off wings. Mm-hmm. And if we stayed there long enough to get the wings, it meant that we had been drinking for like 4 hours there.
Yeah.
And so it was always bad. It was just always bad news. Like just these three or four drunks, just like,
yeah.
Oh, rough. Just like really rough. That's actually that bar at 7 a.m. Only time in my life from the break, I hit every single fucking ball in while playing pool.
Wow.
Every single one. I broke, one went in, stripes. Stripes, stripe, bing, 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 and just ran the whole table.
Damn.
And it was over. There's no way I could ever do it again in my life.
Yeah.
I have no clue how I did it.
Yeah, that's impressive.
It was the tots. Mm. But so we're there in the morning, and then I end up going back home, going to sleep. And then when I wake up, I think it's like, it might be like a Monday because I had Sundays and Mondays off. And, so I think it was, I don't know, it was some, I didn't have to work that night. So I get up and I get a call from a couple of the guys that I work with. Fuck, I can't even remember who I was going to hang out with. I might've been going to hang out with Drew, actually, my friend Drew, but I ended up back at Logan's Alley.
Okay.
So I go back over there, I drive over there and I start drinking again. And so I've had like no food or anything like that, tots,
mm-hmm.
and then sleep, and then that was it. And so yeah. I start drinking again, and my guts are just rough. And if you've ever been to Logan's Alley, their bathroom is one of those
yeah,
ones.
It's awful.
It's so bad. You walk in, and it's what, maybe like a 10 by 6 rectangle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sink to the right, two urinals to the side that are so close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
There, you can't pee next to somebody without bumping them. Is it two urinals or just one?
I think it's just one.
It's just one urinal. Yeah. And then right next to the urinal is the shitter.
Yeah.
There's no like
no door.
Privacy. Yeah. And the door to the bathroom opens and there's the toilet right there. The urinal is actually in the corner where somebody wouldn't see if the door was open. But if you're taking a shit there, then someone walks in and you're just there.
Yeah, that's you gotta have a guard.
Yeah, completely. Mm-hmm. I don't know who or what kind of person you'd have to be to just be chill with shitting there at all. I'd rather shit outside behind a dumpster or something.
I agree, but, more privacy.
Yeah, and so I was just dreading doing that. And so like I went in there a couple times, like really trying to feel it out, and I'm like, fuck, they couldn't have even like hung a shower curtain or something. Like just hang it up on the wall and I don't know. So I started panicking, but I just stuck around, and I'm hanging out with some people, and they start, like, we start kind of dispersing, and then I'm like, okay, awesome, like, giddy up, I'm going back home. So I hop in the car, and I'm like, I gotta fucking go, and I'm driving, like, I think I lived maybe 2 miles from there at the time when I lived off Cherry at the Oakwood Manor, and so I'm driving back. I have, what car was this? Was this my Land Rover?
Ooh.
It might have been my Land Rover. Whatever. I'm driving back and it's released.
It's happening.
Release the crap in. Yep. You know, like it's my sphincter is screaming. Like it's hold door. it's going.
That is one of the dumbest things. And I don't know why people think it's like emotional. It's super, it's like, so dumb. I was watching that laughing. Like dying laughing. I was like, really?
It's so
like,
bad.
Yeah. Cause some guy, I was at open mic and some guy was like, yeah, I read the books. He's like, honestly, one of them ends on like what I think is like a punchline. It was that part. And he's like, oh yeah, you'll see. And then like fucking a year later, like, yeah, 2 or 3 years later, whatever, I fucking hear it. And I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, this is stupid.
But yeah. Kiss my ass!
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hold the door.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's just screaming. What's screaming?
My ass.
And so I'm just panicking, and I'm doing that thing where, so I'm driving, I'm trying to drive responsibly, because I also had drinks.
Yeah.
And it wasn't enough that I would, it might have been, but it wasn't like a ton, because I just couldn't, I had to shit so bad. Mm-hmm. And so I'm driving back, and I'm doing that thing where you're like, your whole body is like tensed up.
Yeah.
So I've got my legs shoved against the back of the pedals, not on the pedals, but you know, like behind it. The other one is trying to still be dainty, but the rest of my body is like tensed up, and I'm so close. I'm like counting seconds, like trying to distract myself and just squeezing so
Kegeling.
Fucking hard. Yeah.
Butthole Kegeling.
I'm just beehole Kegeling and
Beagling.
A good old beagle. And
that damn Wishbone, was he a beagle?
Yeah. No, he's a Jack Russell.
My bad.
Was there any famous beagles?
I don't know.
Fox and the Hound.
Sure.
No, that was a hound dog, maybe. I don't think he was a beagle.
Air Bud.
Beagle. Whatever.
Yeah, sorry.
No, you're fine. I was trying to make a newspaper joke, and then I was like, that's bugle.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm getting closer, and every stop sign, every red light is just like hell.
Mm-hmm.
It's, and I'm like seriously considering running them and just getting the fuck home. And so I don't even think, usually at that time of night, there's like no parking.
Yeah.
So I get back and I know I can't look for parking, and I'm finally back, and it's to the point of like, you know, runners, when they get to the end and their body just gives up,
yeah,
it's like that's what my beehole was at. It was just about, it's been grabbing waters from people, and that's just what's been holding it together. And then it's like, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then, you know, the beehole wall just comes down, and it's so close to just like letting go. Like Spider-Man in Spider-Man 2, when he's on the train and he goes to fall forward, but then strangers catch him. Wrong. Yep. Not for me.
Yeah.
And I wonder how many other references I can make.
Keep going.
No.
It's like Indiana Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
But instead of a boulder, it's just a waterfall of shit.
It's just hot lava.
Yeah.
So I get in. I pull into I pull into the parking lot and I come around the corner of the parking lot in the back side of the parking lot where there's a bunch of shrubbery and shit like that. And my plan was going to be hop out and then shit in the woods.
Oh, nice.
The woods.
Yeah.
There's like a couple trees and a fence next to someone's house.
Yeah.
Like someone's domicile. And so I'm like, here we go. I can do this. I get in there. And I don't know if it was the fact that it was like that I made it mentality. But as soon as I hit the brake and turned the car or put the car in park, I just started shitting.
Yeah.
Just started shitting. And there was nothing I could do to stop it. Like there was no... There was my b-hole was just dead.
Yeah,
it was just that's it. Mm-hmm. Game over. It was like it was just gone.
Yeah,
got KO'd.
Damn.
By the doo doo. yeah. So then I just had to like sit there in my driver's seat, lift it up off the seat a bit.
Yeah,
while I'm just shitting myself because I'm like I can't even move.
Yeah.
To get out, I don't want to make a huge mess. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do and everybody hates me.
Exactly.
You old fat bitch!
But, so then I finally stop shitting and then I'm just like, well, look who you've become. Like, mm-hmm. Like, look at the mess you're in now.
Yeah.
Literally. And, so then I just like do like a weird boner waddle. Trying not to let the shit run down my shorts and stuff.
It's like a penguin in a diaper.
Yeah. It's like back in the day when people would ride horses and so they'd walk with the U-shape, but instead it's like someone who only drives trucks their whole lives. Mm. So they just walk around in the seated position constantly. Or it was like my coach made me walk from I was doing those wallies or whatever they're fucking called. Wally. And so then I waddle over to behind a tree and I just started cleaning myself up.
Nice.
Just laughing at myself.
Yeah.
Crying a little. I don't think I cried.
Yeah.
But I was supposed to meet up with Sean and Lacey and I was just so disappointed in myself.
Yeah.
I was so disappointed. I was wearing like a pair of my favorite undies that I had like screen printed a key on. And my friend Luke had some that I made that had a lock on it, and I shit him up. So
damn.
Yeah, and then so there I am, just in a t-shirt, no pants, just shirt, butt ass naked, no more socks.
Oh yeah,
because I had to use those to wipe.
Yeah,
threw those over the fence, and threw my undies over the fence. Everything else I used to clean up over the fence. I checked my shorts thoroughly.
Yeah.
And I got real lucky. I don't know if it was the hammock thing I made tensing up and not having it right on the seat. But the biggest mess was just between the cheeks and in the
it's
undies.
Like a circus net.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I just chucked it over the fence without thinking. And it wasn't until the next day that I was like, oh, that's someone's yard.
Yeah.
Like, that's just somebody's yard that their poor kid just gets to go outside later and is like, what's this? Oh,
I found a shit sock, Daddy.
shit undies.
Yeah.
And so then I parked the car. And the whole time the car is still parked in the middle while I'm doing this. So if anybody would have come in to try to park, I would have just been behind a tree.
Yeah.
And you could definitely see me.
Yeah.
If I was in the way of a parking spot and someone was like, come on, buddy, then they'd see like a little flash of white in the corner wiping his ass with a fucking sock. And that wouldn't have been great.
No.
Didn't happen. Park the car. Wipe the seat down. I had some like wet wipes in the car. Wipe the seat down and then walk to the side entrance of the stairs because I didn't want to risk getting in
anybody.
The elevator or see anybody.
Yeah.
And just really walking with my head down, you know, all the way up the stairs.
Hanging your head in shame.
Yeah. I go home, threw those shorts away. Well, I bagged them.
Mm.
Bagged them up, chucked them. I liked those shorts too. They were nice.
Yeah.
I don't remember them well, but bagged them, took a shower, laughed at myself in the shower a bit, got dressed, and then walked up to Sean and Lacey's, and they're like, "Where have you been?"
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, "Oh yeah, just shitting myself in the parking lot is all. That's about it." And that's the That's that.
That's the tale.
Yeah, that's that. I will say the next day I went to check to see if the all the shit where was in the yard. It was not.
Ooh.
So I don't know if some raccoons ate it or if they do that kind of thing.
An eagle came and saved you. Yeah. Saved you an embarrassment.
My guardian eagle.
Yeah.
Just, this guy's, I got to clean up his shit rags all the goddamn time. But,
nice, man.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm a
That's my big accident.
Yeah. I've never full on shit my pants.
That was the one time.
Yeah, I've never done that. I mean, I don't know if I peed my pants either. Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember.
I probably did when I was little. I don't remember it, though. I never had, like, a traumatizing experience where I, like, pissed my pants and you know, got made fun of or anything.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I remember is was fifth grade. It was at a roller rink. You ever go to one of those?
Mm. All the time when I was younger.
Yeah, we had one. It was, I mean, you know, not much to do there. So I went to the roller rink with some people, and there were some girls there in my class, and they had the couple skate, you know.
Oh, okay.
Where you hold someone's hand, skate into Casey and JoJo.
Yeah.
And, you know, other slow songs. And I asked this girl to couple skate with me, and she said no. She was like, no, I don't want to. And I was like, oh, no. I was like,
oh, man.
Yeah, I was like pretty like devastated. And so I'm like just kind of like hanging out in the corner. And I was like, oh, I got a fart. And then I just let it go.
Oh, no.
And it was a shart. And then I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I didn't really know what a shart was. I was like, oh, right. I was like, uh-oh, I think I might have pooped a little. So I'm like trying to scoot off to go to the bathroom. And then this girl who was like a couple, she was in middle school,
mm-hmm.
comes up to me. She's like, hey, I'll couple skate with you. She's like,
she was older than you?
Yeah. She's like, that girl was me and I'll skate with you. And I was like, okay, but all right. And I was like,
No.
I was like, I got to go to the bathroom, but I mean, I'm going to go fucking couple skate with a older hot girl.
With a hot load in my pants.
With a fucking... with some fucking butt sneeze on my on my boxers, and
I got a full diaper here.
Yep, just you know, did a whole 4 minute couple skate, and then went into the bathroom, and luckily none of it dripped down. It was like it all stayed
in the cheeks.
Yeah, and just straight on the underwear.
Oh, it made it to the undies.
Yeah, it was just undies. Like it just looked like a fucking like someone threw something at
just
the
like
wall
a full
and
sneeze.
Stuck there. Yeah. It literally looked like. Like a sneeze, and I just fucking took my undies off and threw them away. You know, just freeballed the rest of the night and got 9 hand jobs.
Ooh, that's confidence. They're like,
yeah,
he's freeballing.
Yeah,
the confident boy. No, I just sharted. Shart ruined these. It's shart week.
Yeah, I mean, how many people can say that, you know, couple skated with an older chick while they were poop in their pants.
Maybe,
you know?
Two other people. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
I couldn't even say that. How many people could say that they rollerbladed or roller skated with a piece of shit in their drawers?
Yeah. Luckily, I didn't fall. That would have been like sitting on a shit pie.
Squish.
You know? Yeah.
Just,
that would have been real bad.
Cake farting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's, I think that's the only one.
Is that why? So that's why you did it, is because you were confident in your skating ability.
Yeah, and also I was like, maybe I'm just sweaty.
Yeah. Maybe it just sounded wet.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I just got some moist cheeks going on.
Let me see.
Two moist layers of bun cake going on. Yeah,
So you never got in a car accident?
Yeah. I mean.
Nothing interesting, though?
Not like a big one. I was in like, I don't know. There's like a huge pile up that like we witnessed when I was younger. Like there's a bunch of cars like crashing. We like pulled off to the side and then a bunch of people slid by us. And
winter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were going somewhere. I think we're going up to Sault Ste. Marie.
Okay.
And we ended up having to stay the night in.
What's it to you, Gaylord?
Michigan.
Gaylord,
Michigan, yeah.
I was like, where are you going with that one?
Oh, I remember my cousin was with me, my cousin Jordan, and we were like, we both walked back to go find somewhere to pee, and mm-hmm. this guy was like, hey guys, watch out, there's marshes over there, and he kind of looked like the
lead marshes?
Marshes.
Marshes.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
And I just remember thinking that that guy looks like the lead singer of Savage Garden.
Hey, y'all, be careful. Yeah. I don't know Savage Garden songs.
Ooh, I want you. I don't know if I need you, but you. Or the I will stand with you on a mountain.
Oh, that one's kicking in. Yeah. That one, that one I recall.
I want to bathe with you in my pee.
Ooh, that's... I know who wrote that one. R. Kelly.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah.
And then, I hit somebody when I was trying to pick somebody up from the airport out here.
Okay.
Just rear-ended them.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Not too bad.
Nothing crazy, though.
Yeah, that's it. What about you?
I got in a really bad car accident in high school.
Okay.
And I'll probably...
Oh, is that why you're in a wheelchair, Jacob?
Yeah. You guys, I used had a regression recently. And dude, I just saw you last week. You were walking around fine. Yeah, well, I got in an accident in high school, and it all came back. It all came rushing back
I've
to me.
I've never noticed a wheelchair before. Yeah.
Well, I painted legs on the side of it. I'll probably just tell this one, and then we can be done.
Yeah. I thought you were a big murder ball fan.
Murder ball. Yeah, I am. I just murder my own balls.
Oh, nice.
By emptying them dry.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so I'm in high school. It's, is it my senior year? Whatever. It's junior or senior year. I have an off campus, whatever. It wasn't work study. It was a teacher's assistant thing, but okay. I can't remember what they called that, but it was like a,
mine was called RESA program.
Okay. Yeah. That's not what it was called. It was a vague term for it. So that, work study or some that, whatever. And, so I had every day my last period my first period.
Yeah, we got it.
I front sharded, and then I skated with a red sneeze on my ass. I think it was the last two periods. I can't remember, but I was TAing for my old fifth grade teacher.
Nice.
And it was awesome. Like I really enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun, and then I also would stay after to help with the acting program that he had, because I did that when I was in his class before. It was a lot of fun. You know, I had a good time. But there were some days where he's like, I don't really have anything for you, so you can just head home. And this was one of those days. And the night before, I don't remember what happened, but I had a panic attack and like some really bad anxiety shit. It was like a couple of days leading up to it, but then it all just broke and just let forth, like me shitting my pants. Mm-hmm. And then my stepdad and I got in an argument about something, and I had like a full on anxiety attack, like where I was like rocking back and forth, and it was like not good. And it was the first time he had ever seen it. And my mom was out of town. And so he didn't really know how to deal with it. And so, he just kind of like, whatever.
Threw a dumbbell at you.
Yeah. he just threw a dumbbell at me like Kramer in Problem Child.
Is that what happened?
You remember that part where he's like, "Hey, warden, catch!" And he throws a dumbbell up, and the guy catches it, and it flips him over the railing.
No.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But he's like, "Lift some weights, you pussy."
Yeah.
And my room was down in the basement, and I think something in the fight had to do with me cleaning my room or like growing up and doing responsible shit or something like that, or like get a job shit. I don't know. I can't remember the fight very well. I just remember my breakdown, and it was all very hazy. But so then I finally get downstairs, and I had an Adderall I had gotten from somebody.
Ooh.
And I wasn't somebody
in high school?
Yeah.
Damn.
I wasn't somebody who had, it's because my friend Chris was prescribed to Adderall.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me one, and the first time I ever took one was with him, and we just stayed up, and we didn't even drink at the time.
Yeah.
We just stayed up too late, goofing around and shit.
Yeah.
It was so stupid. And drinking monsters and shit. It was
Jesus Christ.
Dumb. I'm surprised my heart didn't explode.
Yeah.
But so I took it. I was like, fuck it. Like, you want to see me do some shit? I took the Adderall. I was like, I'm going to clean my whole room. And then I fucking Adderall cleaned the shit out of that room. Yeah. Like, my shirts were color coordinated and stuff. Like, you open it up and it looked like a Salvation Army where it was just like, here's all the red shirts. Here's the yellows. And it went like Roy G. Biv through the closet and shit like that. Yeah. Everything's folded. Everything looks so nice. I like hung up some wrapping paper backwards so the white was up there, and I painted all this shit on my wall, like all these drawings and all this shit based on like Modest Mouse lyrics and stuff, and just like crazy. Stayed up all night, did that. Then I went to school the next day, and that's when I found out I didn't have to go to the work study. So I was like, good, I'm fucking exhausted. Like, it all started hitting me like right then. So I'm driving home and I'm trying to get back home as fast as I can because I'm like falling asleep behind the wheel. And I lived off of, I can't remember. I lived off of Sleeper Street, which is funny that it happened there. But, you know, they say that most accidents happen within like less than a mile from your home. Just because you think you're there, you think it's like done. And just like my asshole, it thought it was, hey, we made it. You're on the shitter, right? And I'm like, no, I'm still in the car. And but I'm driving back and I'm on the road before I turn onto the dirt road that we lived off of. And maybe got 100 feet and was just out. And then I woke up to crossing the lane, smashing a mailbox. And I overcompensated. By turning with my turning, where if I would have just done a little bit, I would have been fine. I was driving a huge Ford Explorer, and I jacked the wheel and I hop a ditch and just smash into this fucking tree. And the whole front of the car is smashed in, like up to the wheel. And I was just so groggy though, like it all happened so fast. I was wearing these sunglasses that pinched in on my face. So I had like cuts on my face and shit. And then the airbag cut me up pretty bad, like all the road rash and shit. And a couple other things. And the front was like, the wheel was definitely closer to my body. Because it got smashed in. And so I just kind of, when I came to, the car was just screaming. Because it probably has like a thing where it was just like, it was a long beep. It was a steady beep. So I get out, and the first thing I do, I just saved up enough money to buy an Apple laptop. And it was this PowerBook G4. So I walk, around the side of the car. I open the door. I get my laptop out. I go and set it by the side of the road, and then I make sure everything's off. And I'm just kind of like looking around the car, like, is anything on fire? Like, what's going on? Because that's so, because of movies, you're like, it's gonna explode. And so nothing seems wrong. So I just go and sit on the side of the road and wait for the first person to come by. And I stand up and I'm just like kind of groggily waving and pointing at like the smashed through. Like I didn't even make it 100 feet into the woods. I found like the biggest tree immediately after fucking Dukes of Hazzarding over this ditch. And so the guy stopped. Was really sweet. Everything was so hazy, and like it was like I was in a fog. It was just that like in the movies you hear the garbled talking and shit like that, like after a fucking flash bomb goes off or something.
Saving Private Ryan.
What?
That Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, exactly. And I was saving my PowerBook G4, and
saving my privates for Ryan.
Yeah. Hey, I'll save them for you. Yeah, so then the guy called an ambulance, and I just kind of sat there. They show up, you know, do the whole routine, and I'm just kind of like goofing with him, though, because I'm not like, I'm in pain, but it's not like anything's broken, and the whole time I'm just like, hey, make sure that my laptop's okay, and she's like, sir, your laptop's going to be fine. Like, we got it. It's okay, blah, 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 and so they take me to the hospital, and then... they ended up calling my stepdad, I think. They tried to get a hold of my mom, but she wasn't answering because I think she was on a fucking plane.
Yeah, she just didn't care.
She just didn't care. She's like, this asshole.
Yeah.
And my stepdad worked in Grand Rapids, though, so like no one was nearby. And must have been junior year. Well, it was junior or senior because my sister was gone. And So I was at the hospital by myself for a long time, and they were just like cleaning me up, and then my stepdad showed, and I was still just dead ass tired though.
Yeah.
And so, I like just
fell. They probably wouldn't let you fall asleep, right? Because they didn't want you to worry about a concussion.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm like laying in the hallway and I'm like, please just, I want to sleep. And they're like, we can't let you do it. We got to do these scans and shit too. And, I was like, Jesus Christ. All right. And so by the time he got there, I think they finally let me maybe sleep, but not for long. And I woke up and we ended up getting out of there and I went back home and, passed out like immediately. And, and then my ma had to, as soon as she landed, I think my stepdad picked her up from the airport that night, had to go out there at like 9 or 10 p.m. So I'm just home alone too, after an accident, sleeping.
Yeah.
Just sleeping downstairs, which you're not supposed to do either. Mm-hmm. And he had to go pick her up. He picks her up and he's like, listen, everything's fine. Mm-hmm. Jacob's fine. And she starts freaking out. but he got in an accident and blah, blah, blah. And, so then the next thing I woke up to was my mom freaking out and, you know, being like, are you okay? Blah. And my face was all fucked up. Like I looked like Two-Face, not that, but not like melty, but the whole left side of my face was scratched to shit. There was all these cuts and bruises and, it swelled like a motherfucker. And, I have a photo somewhere of it and, but it didn't like hurt like crazy. And I was still just kind of out of it. Mm-hmm. And it looked like way worse than it was. But then the next day I like didn't go to class and shit. And when I finally did, it was still just so fucked up. Mm. It looked rougher than it was, I think. But that car got so destroyed that when my stepdad brought it to the junker to try to get money out of it, the guy apologized to him for his loss. Like, because he assumed that whoever was driving it was dead. Yeah. Because the whole thing, like if you looked at it, the tree was like almost in the passenger seat.
Oh, damn.
Like it was smashed through. There was barely any room. I was this is when I was still like a fucking twig boy though. And there was barely any room between the seat and the fucking driver's wheel.
Yeah.
And it was fucking, it looked so haggard. Same thing like with my face. Nothing broke though. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't break any bones. The car I broke. Mm-hmm. And then my insurance ended up going up because of the people's mailbox that I hit.
It was a baby mailbox.
It was a baby mailbox. Yeah. And, it was considered a hate crime against babies, but, no, they filed it. They filed for insurance to pay for a new one. And so
Jesus Christ. Insurance
wouldn't have gone up because we didn't even file it. Cause the car was just junked. Mm-hmm. So we weren't going to try to get money out of insurance. So I would have been fine if they didn't.
Those fucking losers.
Yeah, and then
I got to build a new goddamn mailbox.
It, dude, they built the most ridiculous mailbox, too. They built this fucking mailbox with, like, the biggest cement-like thing. Like, what? I was out for your mailbox. Yeah, like, I'm waiting to get the next one, and now I'm like, God damn it.
This was clearly an act of aggression.
Yeah.
This guy hates mailboxes.
They put cement all over it. Now I definitely can't hit it.
Fucking ridiculous.
It's so fucking crazy. But yeah, that was like the biggest accident
I've ever been in.
No, you're fine.
It seems like a small town thing because I know people who were real prideful about their mailboxes.
Oh, yeah. Like, it wasn't even a good mailbox.
Yeah.
It was some piece of shit. It was like it'd been there since the fucking 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So stupid. It wasn't even like a largemouth bass or something cool like that, you know?
Wasn't Billy the Bass or whatever.
I wish it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, but that was it. I mean, nothing really crazy happened. But I don't think, and knock on wood, I haven't been in any other real bad accidents or anything. Shit, what was I going to say? Oh, you and I almost got in an accident that one time out to Sunday Night Funnies in the winter.
Oh, yeah. That was
pretty funny. Yeah. Where both of us... I wish one person would have been with us so that we could have seen like the contrast between how we reacted and how they would have. I think we talked about it on here, but if we hadn't, just a quick refresher.
Mm-hmm.
Casey picked me up from Oakwood Manor, and we were driving to Sunday Night Funnies.
Yeah.
Not a long drive, four miles.
Yeah, and I assumed, because it was snowing a bunch, I was like, oh, well, the highways will be clear.
Clear, yeah.
And then, like, because otherwise you can take Monroe, right, down there, and then go over the bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, it'll be, like, clear. So literally get on, and we...
Right by that Holiday Inn, right? By the museum.
Yeah,
that's like where we got on.
Get on, like literally, like right on the on ramp, and then Yeah, like
we're not even on the highway yet. We're still pulling up.
We're in the far right lane, and then Kuban just goes, "Hey, there's a guy doing a thing." And I just look over, and there are these two guys just like fucking screaming, and their car's just sliding like right in front of us, and I just slow down,
spinning, like,
yeah, yeah. And we had gone far enough that I just ended up going right off the exit, and I was like, all right, well, I guess we're taking the back roads. Yeah, just fucking.
It was the most like
super calm. Yeah,
just like the calmest shit. Hey, that guy. There's a guy doing a thing.
Yeah, and
you're like, what? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
just like off.
Guided up. Like, okay. Well, that was close one.
Yeah. Wow, really? Just missed that one.
Yeah.
Those two. I feel like. After you said it, I remember them, their faces.
Yeah, they're just like,
we're going to fucking die.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, because they were like fucking completely sideways, just sliding.
It was fucking crazy.
Yeah, I'm surprised. And they were going right in front of us, too.
Yeah. Well, because you didn't even like freak out and hit the brake. You just.
No.
Well, instead of going this way, you were like, oh, we're going off now.
I've been driving that. I still have that car. I've learned how to drive with it because it's so fucking long and like. Yeah, you have to learn how to, like, quick. When it spins out. Yeah, you
don't
can't,
move.
Yeah.
It's like being around an animal that gets frightened or easily.
Anything quick in that car, you'll fucking go into a tailspin.
That's what they did.
Yeah, super quick, yeah.
That's how they got into that mess.
Yeah. That was a fun one.
Yeah, that was the part of the highway, though, too, where it was that corner, where I remember one real bad winter before, either the year after or like before, it was before I left for LA, but I can't remember if you were in Chicago, and it was like one of the worst fucking winters in Michigan.
Yeah.
And people were getting in accidents on that all the time because it was the part of the highway where it would come around before it merged on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it was that huge turn. And that was the thing where it like kicked their shit out, and that's where we were coming on.
Yeah.
But that shit always cracks me up. Hey, there's a guy doing a thing. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ding. That was it. Yeah. So, you know.
Even that fat one.
Yeah. But
want to wrap this up?
Yeah, all right, you guys. So those were some accidents for you. We got more accidents, and we'll
come back to this topic.
We'll pepper them in other stuff. But we're gonna take a quick commercial break with 30 seconds of freecreditreport.com.
I was getting depressed because of all the stress I was feeling at home. Had a poor credit score, and the number would haunt me wherever I go. Thought I'd move to a place where my credit could stink and nobody would care. I just wish that somebody had told me that place was a Renaissance fair. FreeCreditReport.com. Tell your friends, tell your dad, tell your mom. Never mind, they've been singing our songs since we first showed up with our pirate hats on. If you're not into fake sword fights, pointy slippers and green wool tights, take a tip from a knight who knows. FreeCreditReport.com. Let's go!
Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
That sounded like a different band, but they were talking about themselves like it was the same.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't sound... Was it just because the style was different?
Yeah, it was more upbeat.
Okay.
Instead of just... They're regular, you know,
the old.
I'm trying to increase tear production, tough guy. My name is Woody.
Oh God! All right, you guys. Well, we're at that point of the episode. You know it, and we blow it.
Double up the fuck down, you pussy! Yeah.
I don't even in that movie. I don't even know why it sounds so shitty behind
him. Sounds like they're on a road.
Yeah, it sounds
they're driving.
It sounds like he's yelling it out of the back of a truck or something. But you know, and we're gonna name the episode.
Yeah.
You guys, name that episode. That's what we need. Is like the audience screaming it. That would be good. And everyone blowing their brains out.
What do you got there?
I wrote down pancakes.
Pancakes? I like that.
Pancakes. So either panty or panty.
Yeah.
But that's all I wrote down.
I wrote, it's all in the behind, saving my privates for Ryan.
Uh-huh.
And then I forgot which song this was too, but I love eating chode.
Oh, it was the I Love Rock and Roll. Joan Jett.
I love eating chode.
Yeah. All right. I like I Love Eating Chode. Shocking, I'm sure. Yeah.
I like the pancakes.
Pancakes, I like. I'm gonna try to do pancakes. but we kind of already did a McDonald's, a vagina advert.
Oh yeah,
pretty aggressive.
That one is real aggressive.
We'll see. This one's not like. This one probably won't be as aggressive.
Yeah.
I like pancakes though. I like the idea of there being a bunch of panties.
Mm-hmm.
just with butter and syrup on.
Oh, that's funny.
Like,
yeah.
Stacked up.
Or just a pancake with underwear on it.
Yeah, yeah, I like that a lot too. Yeah. I'm going to try to do that one. So I'm going to go with panty cakes. Should I go with panty cakes or panty, like how you saw it in the...
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Yeah.
Panty sounds funnier.
Yeah.
But...
Where my pie?
And
I agree.
Where are my panty cakes?
Yeah.
And yeah, so I like panty cakes. I'll go with that. You guys, thanks so much for listening. I apologize for everything, as always. I especially apologize for my voice. It sounds like I went to a concert or was like screaming. Yeah. I have no fucking clue how I lost my voice.
Yeah, I don't know.
At all. But it just started going. I just been screaming like our neighbor down the way.
Oh, yeah.
I've been practicing like her. Yeah. But,
trying to communicate.
Yeah, I'm trying to start some things off here. That bed's getting mighty cold, you know, even in the summer.
Oh yeah.
But, you guys, thanks so much for listening. If you could, please, if you haven't, go rate and review the podcast. That would mean a lot, and it would help us out, help us bump us up and get some more listeners and everything like that. And the more listeners we have and the more people, we can start doing some bits that we've thought of that, involve some, you know, participation, you know, those would be fun. I think that'd be a good time.
I agree.
And, yeah, so my name is Jacob Allen Kuban. You can find me online at Jacob Allen Kuban. Check that out. Go to HowSadness.com to listen to the podcast or just to peruse. Go check out the Mad Libs. We're going to try to work on some other ones at some point, but I coded up and fixed. Last time I talked about it, I said there were some errors. I'm pretty sure it's fixed now. Go fill out your own suicide note, Mad Lib. Mad Lib suicide note. What?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
It's not a big deal.
But yeah, go check it out. And fuck yeah. I don't know. Kill yourself and leave a funny note behind. But yeah. HowSadness.com. Yeah. Go to moistjunk.com. You can use the code FARTCAST for 15% off your entire order. I just threw some cool new shorts on there. I got a new bandana, and I'm always coming up with new shit. There's also a bunch of House Sadness stuff. There's pillows and totes with the covers of the episodes, and I haven't put them all up there just because it's more work than necessary because people aren't really buying them anyways. But if you see if you don't see an episode cover that you want on a tote or on a pillow, let me know and I'll throw it up there and I'll get it made for you. So yeah, that's all for me.
Casey_Stoddard. I deleted Twitter off my phone, so I'm not really on it anymore, so I don't know. Just send me a letter if you want to talk to me.
Ooh, a letter.
Yeah. Respect my privacy.
I like letters because it involves saliva.
I agree.
You know? And that's one of my favorite things because I'm gay. All right, you guys. Take away my life.
someone to hold me. Oh, and rock me through the chasing you around, wasting my precious energy. Give me one reason to stay here, yes, and I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here, oh, I'll turn right back around. Said I don't wanna leave you lonely. Gotta make me change my mind. Baby, just give me one reason. Oh, give me just one reason why. Baby, just give me one reason. Oh, give me just one reason why I should stay. Said I told you that I loved you, and there ain't no more to say.